Dear Mom and Dad, you told me to send you a postcard to let you know when I got to Paris, so that's what I'm doing. I don't know what the building in the picture on the front is supposed to be, since, as you know, I don't speak or read French at all. But luckily, you were right. I survived the flight. Barely. Anyway, weather's adequate. Wish you were here. Instead of me. Nicole. Are you sure we're going the right way? In the dirty rearview mirror, Nicole Larson saw the ruddy-faced taxi driver glance back at her. Oui, mademoiselle, he said, his cigarette dangling from his lower lip. His eyes were bloodshot. Nicole wondered if it was true what Zara had told her, that all Frenchmen drank a bottle of wine every morning for breakfast. Maybe I should have mentioned that to Mom and Dad, she thought idly. Warned them about the dangers of shipping an impressionable youth like me off to Paris, where it's like a nationwide frat party all the time. Explained that their only daughter could come home a hopeless drunk, all washed up at just 17 years old. She sighed and leaned back against the seat, knowing that it wouldn't have made any difference. Her parents were determined that she was going to have a learning experience this fall, even if it killed her. And, of course, they probably considered it a major bonus that Nate wasn't there. Closing her eyes, Nicole did her best to conjure up a vision of her boyfriend's face. Nate Carlton. Tall, broad-shouldered, greenish-gray eyes. One somewhat crooked tooth that made his smile look slightly rakish. Dirty blonde hair with just enough curl to make him look a little like an Abercrombie model. Even after almost 2 years together, Nicole still occasionally caught herself wondering, why me? How did I land a boyfriend like Nate? It wasn't that she'd ever had trouble attracting male attention, not even in her early middle school years when her family was still moving a lot. Nicole knew she was lucky in that way, with her tall, slim figure, her wheat blonde hair, dimples, and almond-shaped hazel eyes. And she was grateful for it. She figured her looks were probably the only thing that had saved her from a life of desperate loneliness during the year she'd spent walking into one brand new classroom after another, forcing herself to swallow back her fear and smile at yet another roomful of strangers as they stared and decided whether to accept her, ignore her, or make her life a living hell. In that sense, she and Nate were perfectly matched. A cute couple, as most people said. But Nate was about more than just good looks. He had the whole package. Funny, outgoing, the life of the party. Anywhere Nate went, a good time usually followed. He had a way of making everyone around him loosen up and have fun. When he looked into Nicole's eyes, she forgot all of her anxieties and fears and just let herself be swept up in his energy. That would have been enough for her. But there was even more. The Carlton money, for one thing. Nate's family might not be Rockefellers, but by the standards of Peabody Corner, Maryland, they were close enough. He was smart, too, and ambitious, and athletic. Even though he liked to tell everyone he was considering a pro football career after college, Nate already had successful lawyer written all over him. His father and uncle probably had an office picked out for him in their luxurious building on Main Street. In other words, Nate was exactly the kind of guy Zara and Annie would label DTHB. Don't throw him back. Lucky. Lucky, lucky, lucky. How many times had Zara and the others said it? Nicole was lucky to have a guy like Nate. But now, she was stuck spending the next 3 months far away from him in Croissant Land. It didn't seem fair. She was supposed to spend the first semester of her senior year in a very different sort of way. She'd imagined it so many times, in such vivid detail. She could see herself walking through the halls with her friends, whispering snarky, clever comments about the unfortunate fashion choices of the incoming freshmen, cheering Nate on at the homecoming game, then leaning into him as they danced later that night. Staying up late with Annie, helping her write an essay that might actually, miraculously, get her into college. College. That was the main reason Nicole was here, and she knew it. She stared down at her hands, trying not to let her mind go spinning down that familiar path. She was feeling depressed enough already.